think if we lose our history, then we're lost, as a people. I think teaching us what went on in the past and bringing that now to the future, to what we have now, at this time frame, and actually to be able to combine those things, I think is very important. I always believe in tradition. I try to teach my children. I have six children, so I try to teach them, tradition. But bringing that tradition here and showing us what you do and what's happened in the world and all the changes is really very important. I think we lose that. We've lost a lot of things as a culture.
哈丁女士对演出展现法轮功修炼者遭受迫害的那一幕久久不能忘怀。
Well, I think when you see that, it makes me sad, when I see the persecution. And I wish there would be a way that maybe that would change. Maybe by doing what you do and showing people what's going on, I think will make people more aware, like it make me aware tonight. And hopefully we all can work together to make change happen.
神韵艺术家们演奏的中西合璧的音乐更让他赞叹不已。
Fortunate enough to be in front, and I could actually see a lot of the different instruments that you had there. And I think bringing some of the traditional Chinese instruments was great, and then the way they announced it and showed us the different instruments was very, 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 very well done, just to kind of learn. But the orchestra was great, and the music was great. I mean, it was really a great show. I think just bringing in the culture and bringing in all the sounds and the beauty and all the different colors, the way it was put together is really spectacular.
新唐人记者施文江梅，佛州奥兰多采访报道。
I think it's important for us to understand other cultures and to appreciate what they stand for. And so this is very inspiring.Very beautiful. I was in China 3 years ago, and I said to the lady next to me, I never saw anything like this in China. So it's true, you can see it in China. So we're very, very fortunate to be able to see it here.
I think it's so true. So today a lot of people are involved, especially the youth. All of us are very busy, and it seems that we're a lot of times,minding, on the phone all the time and our devices and especially our kids. And so I think that we need to take time to enjoy more and talk to one another in a personal manner. So we need to teach our youth that communication is more than just on the phone and to have a conversation and a dialogue, with your family and friends by speaking to each other, not by texting.
神韵节目的天幕背景与舞蹈演员之间的互动让观众感到难以置信。
The people are willing to bring back what they know from thousands and thousands of years ago to show how it is today. I think the interaction of the backdrop with the dancers is incredible, just incredible. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
So again, the professionalism of the dancers, obviously it shows that, they've practiced for a long time, the perfectionism of all the moves and the choreography, really everything is combined together in a perfect show, I would say, yes.
新唐人记者施文江梅，佛州奥兰多采访报道。
To do that in every single country, and I think it's lovely that you did it in such a tactful and nice and very lovely way. You dealt with some issues that are rather difficult, and I thought it was done with great panache and grace.
And to think that you are trying to revive this culture and, or not revive it, but preserve it for future generations.I just hope that your message gets through to the vast majority of Chinese people. There isn't any human force that can destroy the spiritual heart of humans.
观众们还从演出中传递的信息获得启迪。
I think that in the movement, in the presentation of the costuming, in the choreography, in the direction, and in the explanation prior to each one of the presentations, that came through beautifully. It was divine. And unfortunately, the comparison to where we came from and where we are today in the presentation, it showed that we've lost some of that divine spirituality. But hopefully, in seeing it, and we all see it clearly, it might reverse itself as time goes by.
Well, the performance is spectacular. It's visually appealing, but like my wife, the real inspiration that we come out of the show with, how parallel we all are as human beings, trying to find our destiny and our origins and our belief in a supreme being. And
新唐人记者施文江梅，佛州奥兰多采访报道。
Performance is great. A lot of the dancers are in syncopation, and the backgrounds are nice. Costumes are very nice. The movements of the dancers are very fluid. I haven't seen one mistake, so that impresses me a lot. I think he's done a great job. I like how the movements change from scene to scene. The dances themselves, very traditional Chinese dance, and it's really nice to see. Here in the Western world, we don't see that, so it's great to be a part of that.
Kuroko 先生高度赞扬神韵以艺术的形式在世界各地弘扬中华传统文化。
Well, I think it's great. I think culture should never be lost. And it's very important that we rejoice and keep that momentum moving and make sure the history is always remembered. Well, I think that's really neat. I mean, we sort of see how the legends and the old history, how it still applies to today and what's happening today. You know, moving forward, it's important that we remember these things. You know, I know the different laws in China versus the rest of the world, and it's really too bad that such history isn't allowed to be shown in a dance performance like this in China, and that's unfortunate.
新唐人记者施文江梅，佛州奥兰多采访报道。
Oh, I think it was great. As I said before, Mary's been waiting about 13 years to see this, and I wasn't really sure what to expect. I thought the most fascinating thing, because I deal in technology, was the 3D vision, I don't even know what to call it, where you merge the reality and the digital experience, and they moved in and out seamlessly. It was like a grand opera, with the draperies and such, the way the characters come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I enjoyed it so much, because I am in design, and I love color and beauty, and the show just was phenomenal. The costumes, the dancing, the beauty, it was all just amazing and stunning.
麦克先生和夫人用神奇来形容神韵乐团和舞蹈演员。
We were sitting very close, so enjoyed looking at the ancient pieces in concert with the new pieces. So it was they were great. They were great.
They were phenomenal.
They, you know, everything blended just right. The combination of the visual, the physical, and then the music wasn't overpowering. Sometimes it overpowers the performance. It was splendid.
It was magical. It was just magical. Everybody is doing a fabulous job. The acrobatics and the balancing and all the movements were just amazing. Just amazing.
新唐人记者施文江梅，佛州奥兰多采访报道。
The costumes are beyond amazing. The colors, the dance. We are overwhelmed with how beautiful everything is.
And they can see how beautiful, you know, all of the costume and the dances and the beliefs. I think that's really great. And to be able to portray all of that through like a dance performance, that's amazing.
the dance, that was beautiful. The colors, the combination of the colors, the soft movements, and it's just like everybody the same movement. It's just, yes, that is really inspiring. And
flawless, perfect, entertaining, historical. Everybody not missing a cue, professionals.
观众们喜爱演出通过故事讲述历史，让人们了解神韵传递的真正内涵和意义。
So much history that we never really realized, and it has just been amazing.
I really like some of the story that they were portraying, like the love story, or even the belief in good values and being a good person, and that you will be rewarded. And that we can return to our, you know, to our Father in Heaven.
They have a lot of meaning in behind everything seen. And that was the beauty of everything at the end. The goodness and the beauty and the good part always wins.
I think seeing everything so elaborately, beautifully, working everything together, the world will work together as a show like this, the world will be a better place to live.
新唐人记者施文将美佛州奥兰多采访报道。
三月十七日下午，神韵环球艺术团在奥兰多的最后一场演出，剧场再次出现了一票难求的盛况。技术分析公司创始人、曾担任摩托罗拉公司幕僚长的 Roger 先生表示，神韵告诉了人们应该对创世主敞开心扉。
From legends and myth to modern-day China, Shen Yun tells stories through dance and inspires Orlando audience year after year. Many express their gratitude towards the performers.
I think the message in any faith is there's a higher power. It's not us. If you look up in the heavens and you see the way things are created, even the small things, the little things that, and the big things, it all adds up.So it's important to, it's not about us. We have to remember that there's a creator, you know, and there's the love, and we should be open to it, right? Yeah, even when there's hardship.
科兹洛夫斯基先生盛赞神韵艺术家们，认为他们的父母会为此骄傲。
We're trying to figure out how they're moving so smooth on the stage and.It's very different, very graceful. I really think you guys do a great job. There's a lot of effort and a lot of time involved, and their parents should be very proud of them for what they're doing. Because in a way, it's a vocation, right? It's not just something that you do. They obviously have a love and a passion for what they're doing.
他还说，几年前就想来看神韵演出，这次和全家人一起终于如愿以偿。
Oh, I'm very supportive of it. I think it's really terrific. I wish we had come years before because the wife keeps saying, let's go, let's go, let's go. And then she was going to go with her friends who's from Thailand. I go, no, well, so we brought the whole family, my boys and the wife. And I think it's important for people to experience the culture and the dance and the message.
新唐人记者施文将美佛州奥兰多采访报道。